the BA Motivational Banking Podcast, the podcast that will help to create a winner's identity.
Whenever we speak of freedom, what role does security and fear play? Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Banking Podcast. Today I want to talk to you guys about your freedom. How much of you guys out there are really free in doing that what you want to do in your life? How free are you to live the life that you really want to live? And what is it that is holding you back from living that life? What I've experienced over the past years, months, days, and weeks is to realize that there are so many people out there who are living in a time space where they don't feel free to do that what they really want to do in their lives. And I think the main reason why this is like it is because of their fears. Your fear, my friends, is that what is preventing you from living a free life. Your fear is that what is preventing you from living that life that you want to live. And you know, the thing is, we're so comfortable in having the securities that we have today in this world, in this life, that we can't see ourselves living without them. And believe me, my friends, if you want to live free, do the things you want, live your purpose, live your why, then you have to get rid of your securities, because your securities are exactly the things that are preventing you from becoming free. And behind every door that is written with the word fear, there's always freedom, my friends. Freedom of choice and the freedom to do the things that you always want to do in your life. But you have to stand up and say, you know what? I want to be free. I want to do that what helps me to live my purpose. I want to do that thing that helps me to get rid of my fears so that I can do exactly that what I always want to do in my life. Don't forget, your fear always comes along with your securities, yeah? Because your securities is exactly that what is trying to prevent you from going forward to doing something that you would love to do. But because of your fears, you don't do it. Because you know, if you do something and trying to do it without thinking about what would happen if you do, or if you fail, or if you win, you're not really in the situation where you said, you know what, I don't care if I win or lose, I'm going to do it. No, you're thinking about your securities. If I should do this thing and I should lose, this is what's going to happen. And this is where I have to install a few securities that will prevent these things from happening. And that's why you hear people talking about Plan Bs. But like the great Tony Robinson always say, if you want to take the island, burn the boats. So you have to get rid of all your securities to get that what you want to do in your life. Yeah. If you want to be free, get rid of your securities so you can live the free life that you always want to live. Because in this world, my friends, you can never be free if you're always living in fear. And fear is just a thought. And that's why it's so important that you have to work on your mind. Mindset, my friend, is everything. And that is exactly what's controlling your life. If you have a weak mindset, you'll never have the ability to get over your fears, get rid of your securities, and to get that goal, that dream, live that life that you always want to live. So number one, get rid of your fears. Number two, you have to decrease or get rid of all your securities that you have in this life that's holding you back from doing that what you want to do. Because if you want to do something and you're going with fear and the securities, you will never accomplish 100% that what you want in your life. So remember, you have to get rid of your securities and then believe in that what you want, push on through, and you will be free. So I want to thank you very much for listening to this short episode of Banking Podcast, talking about your freedom. All want to be free, my friends. And if you want to live a free life, then get rid of your fears. And you will be free, all right? If this little podcast of mine has brought you any value, please share, like, and subscribe. And it would be fantastic if you would give me a 5-star rating, of course, because this will help and motivate me to continue doing even more. And even if you don't give me a 5-star, it's no problem. But I think you will, all right? Thank you very much in advance. Peace out.